Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM The Mix, WTMX Chicago, sponsored by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program.
Chips, dip at a Mexico trip.
It's a bandito!
It's easy to win a free trip to Mexico with Eric in the Morning, if you have an unfortunate nickname.
Your nickname, Courtney.
It's Horny Courtney. When I was when I was introduced to my best friend's grandparents, they were like straight off the boat Italian, so they pronounced my name Corny, which means with horns or horny. So all my friends thought it was hilarious, and now call me Horny Courtney.
All right, I like the I like the accent you threw in there. Throw that at me again.
Corny.
Corny. All right, hold on a second.
Yes.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Your unfortunate nickname. God.
So my maiden name is Ubik. So in middle school, this kid started calling me Pubic Ubik.
Okay. Those middle school kids are creative.
Are they?
Pubic Ubik.
Mostly because it rhymed.
Yeah, I got that. No, it's weird because it rhymes.
I was so confused there for a second, but now I got you.
Okay. Pubic Ubik. For your unfortunate nickname, because what we're going to do, that I haven't told you guys is, we're going to require that person when they win to arrive to each one of the broadcasts wearing a shirt that has that saying on the front of it.
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying? So they're easily identified.
Right, everybody knows where
they
are.
So between now and then, they have to either Courtney will either have to get a shirt that says horny on it, or Ashley have to get a shirt that says pubic ubic.
Right, horny Courtney pubic ubic.
Who would you vote for, Whip?
I think Pubic Ubic is just a little more embarrassing.
Yeah? All right.
Melissa? I can go with that. Sure.
Melissa?
Pubic Ubic.
Pubic Ubic? All right. Okay, hold on. Hey, Ashley.
Get out of here.
All right, we're going to make a deal, okay? We're going to give you the Apple vacation to join us at Chips, Dip, and a Mexico trip, Queso Fundido, but you are required to wear a Pubic Ubic t-shirt.
I will wear a t-shirt, hat, sweatpants, whatever you want.
There we go.
Put it on the front of your sweatpants.
Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh. This is amazing.
Well done.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, so you're going to be on your way.
I never thought that this would pay off.
Right you are, Ashley. You just won a trip to Mexico by the thinnest of margins. You could say by a hair.
Pubic Ubic.
Okay. On Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip.
Oh, my gosh. This is amazing.
I'm a mix. Right.
Chips, dip at a Mexico trip.
It's a bandito!
All right. Another Apple vacation is coming up this morning at 7:20. All right, so make sure you're here to win yours. Join Pubic Ubic on the beach. Pubic. I can't remember.
That's her.
Pubic Ubic.
Yeah. No. I can tell, as I listened back to that, when Whip voted first, that Melissa wanted to vote for horny. I could hear you were going to go for horny, and then you just relented.
I was definitely on the fence, you know, because I liked them both. But
right.
I kept thinking to myself that quick thought of, if he's going for it, we can maybe do a clean sweep if you liked it, too. So I had a feeling you might be going with the pubic.
You were going to go with horny, though, weren't you? You wanted to keep peace in the apartment, in Whip and Melissa's apartment. You wanted to keep the peace.
Yeah, I was up for either one, so I was going with it.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. The commute in this morning will be an adventure. Let's describe it that way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Flurries. Mostly cloudy today and a high of 20. Tonight, mostly cloudy, overnight low around 4. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and 22, and then the snow comes back tomorrow night. All right, another round of snow tomorrow night into Friday.
I'm hearing that could be bad.
Are you?
Somebody on TV said something like...
Elliot?
I don't know. I don't know what his actual name was. It could be Elliot.
Melissa keeps referring to some Elliot guy.
Yeah, let's just attribute all weather thoughts to Elliot from now on. So Elliot says it could be 5 to 9 inches Thursday night into Friday morning. Oh, that could be the worst
of
the bunch.
5 to 9?
That's what Elliot said.
Oh, my God.
You can tell me if you trust Elliot or not. I hope it's not.
Man. That can't be true, can it?
Boy, would this February be different than last February? Because last February, it was warm.
I don't even remember.
Yeah. I only remember because it was insanely nice.
I feel like we
sure
went...
it was last and not the one before last?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I think you're right because I feel like we went the whole winter. Suddenly you're like in March or April and I remember going, oh my God, we pretty much are out of the woods and there was never anything that was that stressful this winter.
Right.
And well, suddenly you get to that point and you realize, okay, either it was really bad or we dodged a bullet.
We're there now.
Yeah.
So get ready and enjoy the fun for the next 72 hours again, I guess, right? That's why you want to win Chip's Dip in a Mexico trip, Queso Fundido. How you feeling, Melissa?
I'm getting there.
Are you?
Yeah. Still, you know, a little stuffy, coffee, that kind of thing. But, mm-hmm. you know, that's to be expected.
Fever's gone?
I wouldn't even know because if I start to feel a twinge of anything, I just pop an ibuprofen.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well,
which is like once a day or something.
So you're feeling the twinge that requires you to pop the ibuprofen to fight off the fever, which would lead one to believe maybe it's still around.
Well, I felt it a little bit yesterday morning, but last night I wanted to sleep well without having a stuffy nose. So I took the thing that, like, makes you sleepy, like the cold medicine.
Right.
But it also is a fever reducer. It just has it in there.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, I wouldn't know because, you know, that was an unintentional one.
How are you feeling, Whip?
You know, knock on wood, I felt really good throughout this whole thing. Although I do have one son who has been sick the last couple of days, not with the flu, but just a throat mm-hmm. issue.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep feeling like, all right, I'm going to wake up one of these mornings and it's going to be bad. But so far, right. I'm okay.
How are you feeling?
Something's not quite right today. So I'm trying to control my rage at you right now. So
don't forget you have kids in school.
Who, by the way, are completely healthy. Nobody in my house is sick. So the only person that I'm around regularly that's sick would be you. After you came in writing that text of 17 definitelys that you definitely have the flu and came and sat 3 feet from me for 4.5 hours for the last 2 days. So,
well,
I'm floating a theory that if I were to guess or hire a detective squad to do an investigation on where the infection, if it did happen, likely occurred, I feel as though the courts might point the finger at you.
Hmm. Well, I will say this. I do feel like it was flu shot related in the fact that that was my body kind of reacting to the flu shot. Okay. And I'm not sure if I'd be contagious in a reaction to something.
Well, let's hope not. That'd be great.
Yeah.
I'd be all for that. Hey, Joe.
Hello.
How are you? You work for IDOT?
I do.
All right. You have insight then. What can you tell us?
Well, I can tell you that Roosevelt Road is a state road. Route 38 is a state road. It is manned by the state. But one thing to keep in mind, I think a lot of people forget about, is during a snowstorm, you know, IDOT and city plows are on this road 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be a shift change. So it is not uncommon that a state road could be unmanned for anywhere between, you know, 60 to 90 minutes for them to go back, you know, change out plows, change out trucks, change out manpower, add salt to the trucks.
Mm-hmm.
So keep in mind, you can only imagine how much snow could fall
right.
in 60 to 90 minutes, and then by that time, traffic's on the road.
And it might take you a couple hours just to get to that road because there are other roads to get to as well.
Exactly. Everyone has their own route, so they are specific. So they are plowing a specific route.
Right.
I have a question.
Keep in mind, there's a lot of, absolutely.
So if there's no snow for a week, are these people just on call? Is that what they just, and then they, if there's snow coming, then they...
I would assume they have other jobs within the...
Yeah, I just don't know what they do.
Well, I would tell you that snow plows, you know, our highway maintainers are prepping trucks. Mm-hmm. They're doing stuff in anticipation of storms.
Right.
But IDOT then also hires, you know, hundreds of temporary employees.
Contract workers.
That are,
yeah.
Exactly, that are on call.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I had no idea how that worked, actually.
Yeah. Pretty standard operating procedure, I would guess. Yeah.
It's very specific. There are specific routes. They just don't drop a plow and just plow back to the location that they came from.
Right. Because the road I have is a state road, too, and it rarely, if ever, seems like it's plowed, and I just... I just assume now there's shift changes and there's checklists and, you know, you can go 3 hours without this road being plowed and it looks like it hasn't been plowed. Maybe it was plowed 3 hours ago, but now it doesn't. You know, that's just how it goes sometimes. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. Thank you, Joe. Have a good day. Yeah. Just more you can keep up with. Got too many roads.
Yeah.
Most of them falling apart. And don't even get me started on the bridges. Oh, my God. You have the stories on that?
Yeah. A lot of those stories lately.
Every one of our bridges is probably going to fall today.
If you look up at some of them when you're driving, when you're driving past them.
Don't. Just drive through really fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw some of those in the pantry yesterday. Some of the go-go squeeze. Almost went for it.
Why didn't you try it?
Well, I wasn't hungry at the time, but I thought I saw it. I'm like, oh, Melissa's a big proponent of the go-go squeeze.
Mm-hmm.
She's bad at love. Halsey is. 622. 312-591-6800. The top three things you're bad at. Melissa is bad at love and math. I'm bad at skiing. Pet care. Whip is... You know what? I'd like to clarify that. Consistent pet care.
So you could pet sit, but maybe not just have a pet.
I could handle the pet for the afternoon, not the week.
Okay. Uh-huh.
See the difference?
I gotcha. Yeah.
All right. I am also bad at this. Steven, you're bad at?
I'm bad at running.
Running.
Oh, I'm bad at that.
Yep. All right. You're not alone, Steven. I'm bad at running. I'm bad at what, Carmen?
Driving.
Oh, watch out today.
I consider myself good at driving.
Are you a defensive driver?
I don't know what that is. I don't hit things, so yes.
That's good.
You know, that means being good at watching other people's moves.
Well, I think that's all-encompassing. You have to be a good driver to be defensive or offensive,
okay. Depending
on the situation.
Yeah.
Right. At number three, you're bad at what, Tony?
Dieting. The steak burrito has a power.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Those are so good.
He's bad at dieting, Tony is. At number two, Ted, you're bad at?
I'm bad at the Excel spreadsheet.
Oh, man.
Those are hard.
Yeah, very, very difficult. Tough this time of year, too. You're trying to get your life organized, tax season.
Mm-hmm.
Bad at love. Bad at Excel spreadsheets. Bad at skiing. Bad at sustained pet care. Bad at what, Shannon?
Breaking dishes.
Oh. Or, no, wait a minute. Would you be good at breaking dishes? Bad at handling them?
I'm constantly unloading the dishwasher, and I somehow always manage to drop a dish. There's so much glass underneath the stove and everything. It's everywhere.
Aha.
Man.
Yeah, so you're actually good at dish breaking, bad at dish handling.
You got it.
Aha. Understood. Yeah, that's why I try to stay away from the dishwasher. Only bad things can happen there.
That's true.
Yep. Yeah, be careful.
Yeah, pretend you don't see it and hope somebody else goes there first. Mix. Whip and I actually scheduled an appointment together for this.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, yeah. Getting ready for Chip's dip in a Mexico trip, queso fundido. That's Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
And that's what we're having done.
Where,
got a two for one.
Really?
Yeah, a little Dua Lipa done. And then we're going to get fillers with the... with the ectoplasma that they put in over there at Dr. Chuffin's office. Is it ectoplasma? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Got a lot of good two-for-one specials.
Put it in your fillers, we get the Dua Lipa done.
Exactly.
Maybe a little Restylane.
Some of that. Yeah. We're going to get some of that.
A little Kybella.
Yeah. I don't know if we're getting that or not.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a guy I went to high school with, though. Kybella.
Really?
Yeah.
He's famous,
though. Yeah, you want to get in shape for him. Mary, the things that you get in shape for include what?
Class reunion.
There you go. You might run into Kybella.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's right. You want to look good.
Yeah, so you did that, huh?
I tried, but it didn't work out too well.
Oh, it's funny how that works, too. Mm-hmm. We're trying for Chip's dip in a Mexico trip, queso fundido. It's not working out too well. You also agree, Vicky, that's a good thing, unexpected, to get in shape for?
Oh, absolutely. At least for the first, 10-year, 15-year reunion.
Is that when you stop, Karen?
We're trying to get into that, yeah.
Okay. At what reunion do people start to look like hell?
I don't know.
You know, you walk in and you look around and go, wow,
what
has happened to us? And, I mean, you're including yourself in that.
Of course, yeah. I haven't been to the last couple, so I don't know.
I wonder what year that is.
Maybe the 50th.
The 50th?
I almost feel like the 10th, you're surprised. You thought people would look better than they do. And then by the 15th, they've recovered and do look better. Like, they realize that they're 10th, we got some work to do.
Mm. Mm.
By the 15th and 20th, they look pretty good and then probably slide off again.
Could be.
All right. You found yourself getting in shape for what, Lisa?
My divorce.
Yeah. It's important to get in tip-top shape and get put yourself back out on the market, right?
Yeah. Is that strictly for just, like, you know, you're free to date and, you know, you want to look good?
Well, that, and also my husband at the time had this really dumpy butt and wore his pants up to his chest.
Yeah.
And it really bugged the heck out of him when I walked into court with killer legs and high heels.
So you did it to drive him crazy in his dumpy ass. Mm-hmm. By the way, as you said that, Whip and I both pulled our pants up.
Right, exactly.
Dumpy butt. That's hilarious.
You don't want that.
Want your hot legs to drive his dumpy butt crazy. Ah, getting yourself in shape for what? Ellie.
Hey, so I got in shape for a new job that I got. And what was really cool about it is I was working so hard because I knew I was a nursing assistant. So I knew I was going to be on my feet for 12 hours a day. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to make it a new me, you know, a new job, and I got myself into shape. And then recently when I got, like, started, there was no one to work for the next shift. So I offered to take the shift. It was going to work 24 hours straight.
Oh, my God.
And I got Employee of the Month for that.
Ah, see?
Wow.
Because you got in tip-top shape, you can pull it off. You know, somebody told me they're doing, during our remodel here, you know, all the stand-up desks they have now. Mm-hmm. They put in desks where if you press a button, you can stand up at it.
Right.
And one of the salespeople found out, did the research, if you stand at your desk all year, it's the equivalent on your body of running like 2 marathons that year.
You really?
Gain the benefits of it. Which, of course, caused every salesperson to stand up for one day. Because now you go back there, they're all sitting.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Didn't last long.
Enough of that marathon stuff. Randy.
Good morning. Love the show.
Thanks. The thing you got in shape for.
Tired of having the hip rotation of a 70-year-old, my golf swing is terrible, and that's what I'm getting in shape for.
Yep, you got to get in shape for golf season, Melissa.
Oh, well,
people think golf guys are just, you know, fat old drunk guys, and they are.
No, they
are. But there are others that actually spend their time getting in tip-top shape. You're too fat and old, can't get that turn in.
Yeah.
Actually, went and did some of that yesterday.
Golf? What?
You know, just got ready. Starting to get ready for the season.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, do you actually do certain moves so that your golf game will be better, certain exercises?
Oh, you should. There are numbers of moves you can do. They even have, like, yoga for golfers that's supposed to be fantastic.
Really?
That I've never done.
Would that, like, involve, like, keeping your midsection, like, tight, but...
No,
like,
you don't want it tight. You want it loose.
Loose, so a lot of
rotation.
Stretching, then?
I would assume. I don't know. I haven't been. But I'm guessing that's good for you.
Sounds like it would be.
That gets in the way of all that drinking on the course.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think the younger generation, maybe in the last, 10, 15 years of golfers, they're all in, like, tip-top shape, whereas, like, it used to be the fat drunk man's game.
Yeah, like baseball players,
too. You watch a golf tournament, and all the 24, 25, 26-year-old professional golfers are, you know, are, like, supermen.
Like actual athletes.
Right. No question.
Check it out. I found $5 in these jeans.
That's nothing. I found a 20 in my old coat.
Oh, yeah? I found $50 in my old fridge.
What?
I had an old working fridge I didn't need, so ComEd took it away.
ComEd took it away?
For free. And they sent me $50. I'll even save up to $150 a year on my energy bill.
All right. You win.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program by visiting ComEd.com/fridge recycling. Funded in compliance with state law.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM The Mix, WTMX Chicago, sponsored by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program.
Anybody listening who grew up with an unfortunate name, it was given to you. This is beyond your control. You have no decision-making in this.
Yeah.
Your last name's Ubik. This is just going to happen. Welcome to sixth grade. 312-591-6800. Chrissy.
Jungles was the last name.
Jungles, as in welcome to the.
Welcome to the Georgia the Jungle was a big cartoon back then.
Right.
So then you'd get the Tarzan call going down the hallway.
A lot of creativity there. Yeah. A lot of creativity. Yeah. Oh, boy. Grew up, Samantha. Nothing you can do.
Yeah, my last name was Virgin. V-I-R-G-I-N.
Yep, just like the. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Virgin.
Yep.
Samantha
yep.
the Virgin.
It was torture in middle school, but created all kinds of different looks in college.
Bad.
Mm-hmm.
So so at least it went from a torturous thing to a conversation piece.
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah. Okay. As people mature a little bit.
You're in college, it would, right? Hi there, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hi.
Hot.
I'm sorry?
The last name Tutz. T-U-T-Z.
Tutz.
P-U-T-Z?
No, T. T-U-T-Z.
Tutz?
No. P like Peter.
Oh, P. They put T up here. Putz.
Okay, P-U-T-Z. And that has a special meaning.
Yeah,
and
it's not a good one.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You grew up with the last name what, Linda?
Growl.
Oh, Linda Growl. Never heard of that.
Yeah.
So you were getting growled at all the time, or?
All the time.
Yeah, it's like you're a middle schooler, Melissa. You picked up on that right away.
Yeah, exactly.
What would that sound like? That'd be fun. All right, be very careful with this one, Susanna.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Hi.
Hi, you were a kid. Nothing you could do about it.
No. The name is pronounced Fucek, but the spelling is F-U-C-E.
F-U-C-E-K.
Okay.
Fucek. It is just served up for a fifth grader.
Yeah, it is. That's too easy.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Hey, Michelle.
Yeah.
Beyond your control, you grew up this way.
Yeah, I actually married into the name Cox, and I'm a high school teacher, so it's hard for the students to call me by my last name.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mrs. Cox.
Yeah, I've got a girlfriend with that last name.
Yeah. Is it usually result early in the year with laughs?
Yes, absolutely.
Some of them by you or just glares?
Both.
Yeah. Yeah. One of my first jobs in radio, I worked for a company called Dix Communications. And my ex-wife at the time worked for Cox Communications.
Oh, come on.
True story.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I thought you would have been.
We worked for Cox and Dix Communications.
Wow, that was just.
Yeah.
That had to be an interesting time in your life.
Very strange time. Very strange time. Much like Andy Dick once told us. Let's turn the tables for a second, Andy. Is there one job that you took that you maybe wish you hadn't?
A bunch of jobs that I didn't go on that I should have.
Right.
Like, they wanted to see me for a movie called There's Something About Mary.
Oh, wow. You're kidding me.
I just said, I'm too tired.
Oh, my God.
That was back in the day. I just didn't go.
Oh, my God.
Scream.
Oh, my God.
They wanted me the David Arquette part.
You're kidding me.
I could have been married to Courtney Cox right now.
Yeah, look at that.
Courtney Cox Dick.
Oh, that would have been funny.
I just thought of that. I didn't ever thought of that before.
She could have been Courtney
Cox Dick.
That's unfortunate. Nothing you can do. People's names. What are you supposed to do? Many of us would like to travel out of here right now. You know, film for 6 months in Venice. If for no other reason than to get away from them. I was doing that head thing.
I know, like, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Jessica Parker says, time apart from Matthew Broderick is beneficial to their marriage. Jenna Dewan says that she and Channing Tatum have many days where they really don't like each other and stay apart. The key to a successful relationship, being apart. What's the best part about not being together? It's what, Christine?
The anticipation of being together.
Oh, that's interesting. So your favorite part about being apart is thinking about them coming back.
Yes.
I don't know that many would agree with you on that.
How soon after you reconnect do you want them to leave again?
Or how soon after they leave do you start thinking about them coming back? Okay. All right.
my God.
All right. There you go.
Oh, I just love that Strucker. It's so funny.
You know, maybe if it was like the anticipation of them coming back. Of course, I don't experience that anticipation for the first 4 to 5 months. But then,
right.
Then I start to anticipate it. Ah, the best part of not being together is what, Katie?
Being able to sleep undisturbed.
Ah, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Sleep and solitude. Your own bed is your own bed. The snoring ceases. The best part about not being together is what, Becky?
Watching all the Housewives shows by myself.
That's right. He's not constantly sitting next to you asking, who's that? Who's that? Why are they mad? Why are they screaming at each other?
What else is on?
Exactly. The best part about not being together, Sarah?
Well, so my husband worked from home, and I was a stay-at-home mom for 8 years. And during those years, we ate pretty much 3 meals a day together.
Oh, my God.
And it was just sort of like, so what's new with you? Nothing. What's new with you? I just saw you at breakfast.
Right.
I
got the full rundown over the oatmeal. I don't need it over the turkey sandwich, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's the talking, isn't it, Molly? The best part about not being together.
Yeah, so in the winter, I usually go to Florida for 3 months. And during that time, when my husband and I actually talk, we have things to talk about. We aren't with each other 24/7.
Uh-huh. So you go to Florida, but he doesn't.
Right. He has to stay here and work. I go down there and show horses.
There you go.
Oh.
Boy, you got the better end of that deal.
Yeah.
Mr. Blank. That's what we're looking for, the 7 guys that turn girls off without even knowing it. Mr. Complainer at number 7. Mr. Boring at number 6. Whip seemed to really enjoy the misters, too. Which one did you like the most, Mr. Know-It-All?
I like this one, but Mr. Brightside. Yeah, it's a highlight.
Any others?
Well, Mr. Jones, I
really yeah. It's my favorite.
Look at you.
I know.
Planning ahead on the show.
I know. I liked it. I like this one.
Mr. Blankable is your number one guy that turns girls off. It's Mr. what, Joanne?
Mr. Agreeable.
Exactly right. No woman wants Mr. Agreeable all the time. It's not good.
True. Yeah.
Fair, Joanne?
Well, I've been married for 8 years, so I'm okay with it now.
Ah, uh-huh, really? So
it makes life easier.
You don't necessarily want to date Mr. Agreeable, but you do want to marry him.
Yeah, I think so.
I see. All right, okay. What do we have for Joanne?
Dinner for two at Mighty Nice Bar and Grill. Let us entertain you restaurant carefully tucked away in Water Tower Place on the Mag Mile. Mighty Nice Bar and Grill offers modern comfort food.
If you're quick to say yes to everything she wants and agree with everything she says, then you're not truly being yourself and you're way too agreeable. That makes you Mr. Agreeable, and women don't like that. Some men believe that women want someone who appears easygoing, but most women want to be with a man that has his own opinions and interests. Women also love when a man will initiate things like phone calls and romantic dates. Just going along with the program and being Mr. Agreeable gets you nowhere.
Fair? I agree. Yeah, I mean, right. To a certain degree. Right. You don't want somebody who's arguing all the time, but...
Well, they don't say Mr. Argumentative.
Right.
They just say Mr. Agreeable.
Right.
Number two, you also don't want Mr. Cool Guy. You don't like Mr. Cool Guy?
Does it say what he is?
When you're at a bar having fun with friends and a hot girl walks up next to you, do you ever suddenly turn off your fun, silly self and become Joe Cool, Mr. Cool Guy? Men think that if they act cool and aloof, a woman's going to be more interested in them. Thinking if you act unavailable or playing games, it's going to win a woman's heart. You become Mr. Cool Guy. They don't like that.
Oh, I don't like that.
No, Mr. Cool Guy.
No.
All right.
No.
Good. Number three, you also don't like Mr. Non-Confrontational. He's like Mr. Agreeable's cousin.
Right.
that's a very agreeable family.
Right. You don't like him.
You got that right.
True? All right.
Absolutely.
That goes without saying
that.
Yeah. Number four of the 7 guys that turn girls off without even knowing it, Mr. Insecure.
Are these in order of, like, the ones we don't like the most?
Well, that's why we do it as Mixed Morning Mindbender.
Well, okay, because I would say that one might be, like, further up the list.
For you.
For me.
Yeah. Mr. Insecure at number four. The number one attractant for both men and women is confidence, but confidence comes more easily for some than for others. However, if you really like yourself and hold true to what you are and what you value, then you're on the right path. Mr. Insecure doesn't feel that way.
Right.
And finally, number five on the guys that turn girls off without even knowing it, Mr. Needy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's not surprising.
So of those five, the last couple you didn't seem to engage as much on.
I just think that they're all really, really good. I don't know if I put them exactly in that order, but...
If you had to be with, you have to be with one of them. Would you rather be with Mr. Cool Guy, Mr. Agreeable, or Mr. Needy?
If I had to be with one?
Yeah.
I'd rather be with Mr. Agreeable.
Ah, there you are.
What about Mr. Jones?
Yeah. How about Mr. Brightside?
Yeah, Mr. Jones and me.
What are your thoughts on him? Yeah. Nah, I'm not kidding. Did I disappoint you there?
Very much.
Yeah. You like Mr. Brightside?
Yes, I do.
Bandstand Whip and the Theory. As we were doing Mr. Agreeable, Mr. Cool, Mr. Know-It-All, Mr. Brightside, the one that, you know, the misters that women don't like. And then someone said, Mr. Jones, you know what that's about? That's about him and his fella. Him and his, you know.
Yeah. Who knew?
Little fella, little Mr. Jones.
Yeah. Is that
I
true?
Never heard that before, but now I'm listening to this song completely differently.
Right, and the words could fit, at least so far.
Yeah. Any truth to the Mr. Jones theory there, Bandstand Whip?
No. We have an actual answer. In an interview with HuffPost Live in 2013, Adam Duritz was asked if the tune was about his junk. And he says, no, it's actually about Marty Jones, a bassist and longtime friend of Duritz. They went out to a bar in L.A., spotted a musician romancing three women at once. He says, we were just thinking if we were rock stars, it would be easier. And I went home and wrote the song.
Ah.
Oh, okay.
Some guy named Marty.
Marty.
Marty Jones. That's what Adam says.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows. You're listening to Eric on the Mix.
Thank you, Adam. All right, well, now I feel a little bit better about the song.
I feel much better.
Yeah. That was close.
A long time of my life was ruined, if that was true.
8:36. Yeah, you would have had to hit the restart button. They say it's the thing that'll doom your relationship. Both, you know, the one with your significant other or maybe your friends.
Okay.
Things that will turn a relationship sour right away. Talking about yourself all the time or telling the same story. Among those annoying topics of conversations or stories, that marathon you're training for, we've heard enough. Okay. Your pet? Okay, yeah, you've got a cat. Good for you. Your fantasy football team? Nobody cares. It's over. Your gluten allergy? Heard it. And what? 312-591-6800. The story they always tell is what, Natalie?
Apparently, my husband and his family went to go see the producers, and during the show, he farted.
Aha. During the producers.
During the producers.
Okay.
During the first, like, the first act.
Uh-huh.
And it was the worst thing in the world.
Right.
People left.
It's according
to his brother. Yeah. I don't know how much the story has changed.
Right.
According to his brother,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, the seats around them cleared.
Right.
And every time we go over there, we hear the story. Oh, it couldn't be as bad as the producers.
Right. Remember that one time you farted at the producers? Couldn't be nearly as bad as that.
Oh, God.
Hey, Natalie, I don't know if you've heard.
God.
61 years ago, he farted at the producers.
That is hilarious.
They still won't allow him in the theater.
That was
pretty
funny.
There were four people left in the place when it was said and done.
People started leaving.
You know what? And I am not making this up. I feel like I've heard that story before. Like, I might even know them.
Maybe it gets around.
Are you serious?
I feel like I've heard that. Is that urban legend? They farted at the producers and cleared the theater.
I have never heard it.
Can you look that one up, Bandstand Whip?
Farted at the producers.
The story that they always tell. Courtney.
My friend always talks about her diabetes and her blood sugars.
Uh-huh. Just in casual, polite conversation.
Yeah. I love her, but unless there's something I can do, I don't care. Like last night, I was talking about a workout I had where my muscles were shaking at the end.
Uh-huh.
She goes, well, you know what makes me shake? When my blood sugar gets low.
You know what makes me shake? When you talk about your blood sugar getting low or sitting next to this one guy who farted at the producers.
Wow.
Anything, Whip?
No, but you know how Google sometimes leads you in a humorous direction when you're looking for something else?
Yeah.
I can't find anything about farting at the producers, but I do see that the Backstreet Boys sampled a fart in one of their biggest hits.
Close enough.
Yes.
Guy sent the email. He's like, yeah, I took this job and it was down south and I probably shouldn't have taken it. It didn't really work out. I needed to come back. So it was only 3 months. I don't really want to put it on my resume, but then I got the gap. And do I have to explain the gap? Should I put it on there? Should I not? What about that gap in your resume? 3 months, a year, 4 years, that's how long a prison sentence was. You know, you got a gap to explain. Anybody have one of those, or you were an employer and had somebody explain their gap to you? Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Great, the gap.
So I was part of an interview process, and it's actually at a school.
at a Catholic school, but we had somebody who at one point late in her life decided she was going to become a nun.
Uh-huh.
Got through about halfway through the process and decided it wasn't for her. So we had the essentially a dropout nun interviewing for a position.
Dropout nun. Well, I'm a dropout nun.
Yeah. So she had the gap and explained, well, here's what I was doing.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's a Catholic school, so I don't know if that worked for her or,
right,
or against her.
Well, if there's anybody that's going to understand it, I would think it would be a Catholic school, right? Although,
yeah,
like you said,
right,
but she dropped out.
Yeah, maybe that means you're not committed enough to the cause or something by
who
dropping
knows
out. Yeah, yeah.
The dropout nun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hi there, The Gap, Emily.
Yeah, hi. I was hiring for a daycare worker, and when asked about her gap of employment, she said, she answered my question with a question. She said, "Do y'all drug test?"
Y'all.
I see there's a 6-month unexplained window here. Yeah. Before we even get into that,
right.
Let me ask you a question.
Check it out. I found $5 in these jeans.
That's nothing. I found a 20 in my old coat.
Oh, yeah? I found $50 in my old fridge.
Oh, what?
I had an old working fridge I didn't need, so ComEd took it away.
ComEd took it away?
For free. And they sent me $50. I'll even save up to $150 a year on my energy bill.
All right. Okay. You win.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program by visiting comed.com/fridge recycling. Funded in compliance with state law.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.